Welcome to the Information Security Forum podcast. Today, we'll be talking about falsification, how to protect the integrity of data. ISF Managing Director Steve Durbin will discuss how criminal groups and unscrupulous competitors are using falsified information to cause substantial product and brand damage to organizations that have been slow in protecting the integrity of their information. In fact, the issue of integrity of digital information is of such concern to U.S. intelligence agencies, they've included it in their annual briefing to the U.S. government on global cyber threats. Steve, what has contributed to the growth of falsified information, and why is it so attractive to cyber criminals and, as we said, unscrupulous competitors?
I think what we've seen, Tavia, is a much bigger reliance and dependence on information for decision-making in business. Now, we've also seen extended supply chains. So, you know, designed in California, manufactured in Southeast Asia, and sold in Europe, that kind of scenario. So information being shared across all of those different geographies. We've also seen decision-making being speeded up through the use of technology. And I think there has become not a blind acceptance, but certainly a degree of acceptance that the computer is right, if I could put it that way. We're also creating, developing, changing, storing massive amounts of data. And we're using big data analytics to try to cut through some of that, again, to help improve our decision-making. Well, all of that points to the fact that the data is the fundamental common piece in this, and that increases its value. It increases the value of it in terms of cyber criminals or other third parties wanting to get their hands on it. But the thing that's always worried me more is not exfiltration of data. It's not the theft of the information. It is the changing of information in order to change the way in which a decision plays out. And if we look at the amount of time that cyber criminals are able to spend on our networks without being noticed, it ranges from, you know, 60, 90, 120, 180 days. It's a very long period of time, and indeed longer in certain instances. The potential for them to actually change information that results in a business or indeed perhaps a government taking a certain stance really is quite concerning. And that's the piece, I think, that we really need to be addressing more. Because as we become more reliant on data, its integrity takes on a new complexion. And it's interesting that when we talk about, you know, integrity of data, that's one of the fundamentals of information security. We've always talked about integrity. And for me, it's becoming even more important because we're so heavily reliant on data. So data integrity is really key to fighting falsification.
What are the implications of falsification on businesses, and how could that affect their market performance?
Well, certainly, I think that the changing of information to alter perhaps a decision is key. So if we look at, for instance, an R&D process, let's say that we're sharing information with third parties, as most manufacturing organizations do today. There is no very few organizations that do everything, you know, in-house. Extended supply chains are the way to go. If we change just some of the components in the recipe, if I could put it that way, then the parts that we require are not fit for purpose. That can slow down a production line, for instance. It could result in the worst case, a product going to market that is deficient. Why would anyone want to do that? Well, of course, it's financial gain if you happen to be a competitor. There is also the potential to create very significant brand damage in that particular space. So we need to be, I think, from an organizational standpoint, really understanding the value of our information, how it's being shared, where it is being shared, and we need to understand how third parties are securing it in order to guard against falsification of data, or just changing it slightly to cause us to make different decisions or produce products that perhaps have flaws in them.
What steps can organizations take to prevent the likelihood and impact of attacks on the integrity of their data?
I think there are a few things. First of all, I've talked, you know, a lot about third parties. I think it is about how we work much more collaboratively with our third parties. Very many of them are relatively small, for instance. I think it is about how we can provide the right level of guidance in terms of security around information. It's about understanding that perhaps they don't have the same regard as we might for securing that data. There may be cultural norms that come into play. There may just be sheer practical issues. We need to be much more transparent, I think, with our supply chains in that particular space. Secondly, I think we will see an increase again in things like identity and access management. Why do I say that? Because we want to know who's accessing information. Are the right people accessing it? Not everybody needs to have this information, so let's look at exactly who needs to have it and let's track how it's being accessed, how it's being managed, how it's being used. I think we're also going to see, thirdly, more of a reliance on content management systems. So really understanding the integrity and preserving the integrity of content and information and try to highlight, you know, when it has been changed, why it's been changed, and what the implications of some of those changes might be. Very important, of course, when we're dealing with widely dispersed organizations sharing information perhaps all around the globe. There are those three things. It's about increasing transparency across the supply chain. It's about a little bit more of reliance on technology in terms of identity and access management, and then really understanding the integrity of data, perhaps through content management systems that would help in this space.
Do you think that this is a trend? Are we in a time in our world culture where it's exciting to falsify information and we'll learn to get over it because we'll become so dysfunctional that it will go away? Is this here to stay? Is this the way the world will be from here on out because we have access to information through technology?
I think it is, actually. And the reason I say that is that it's got value. You know, if something has value, then people will want to get hold of it in some way, shape or form, either to diminish the value for competitive advantage purposes or because they want to steal it and exfiltrate it and use it themselves. So I think that, you know, one of the realities of operating in a digital age is that our crown jewels have become data. It's become information. And the way in which we then use that data to transact business, to go about our day-to-day lives, has a value that perhaps it didn't have a number of years ago. And so for me, it's a maturation, if I could put it that way, of the way in which information is being used today. From a business standpoint, it means that information security takes on a much bigger significance in a business. And really, we need to be addressing it in that way. I think it's core to managing and protecting information as it flows around our business and contributes to our ability to compete.
It's interesting. Jewel thieves or people who stole paintings in the past are now setting their sights on data. It is a whole new world.
Indeed.
To find out more about how your organization can guard against criminal groups and unscrupulous competitors using falsified information, reference the ISF's Threat Horizon 2019 report, Information Risk Assessment Methodology, and Protecting the Crown Jewels, protecting those mission-critical assets. All of this information and more can be found at securityforum.org.